Welcome back, stoners. This is Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. Happy Father's Day, stoners. Yeah, man. Today, stoners. I had a stoner tell me he liked it when I say that. That's funny. But anyways, stoners, check it out. We got to talk about some things on this glorious Father's Day, you know. I hope everybody getting what they want, got what they need, and what the children want and need is their fathers. Now, check this out, stoners. There's an easy way to find out who's a father 364, huh? And who's a father one. And by 364, I mean 364 days, stoners. And by one, I mean one day. You got some fathers who are barely around, you know, not even trying, you know what I'm saying? Only around when they want to hit the baby mama, if the baby mama blessing him with the coochie still, you know, not really focusing on the child and making sure that he gets what he needs. You got some people like that. But when Father's Day come around, hey, let me get my child. And all of a sudden his Snapchat and his Facebook and his Instagram, oh, it's lit with him and his boy, him and his girl, him and his few, you know, blue cheese. I love this week. Anyways. Yes, stoners, it's crazy. You can really see because of Instagram and other platforms that us stoners like to use. You'll never see certain people post their children, but on like Mother's Day and Father's Day, you'll see them all the time. Ain't that crazy? But you know, there are a certain type of stoners that want to do good by their child, but for some reason life didn't grant them the amenities that it had granted somebody else. You know, there's a lot of help we get in life that we like to look over. You know, if you're a blessed woman or man that's getting help from either your grandfather, grandmother, mom, dad, sister, aunt, wherever you're getting help from, whether it be a couple of dollars on some bills, a couple of dollars on the rent, watching the baby or watching your children for you while you work, watching the baby or watching the children for you while you go out, watching the baby or watching the children for you while you just need some peace and quiet. Whatever your help is, you're blessed, because not everybody gets that help. You know, that's why a lot of baby mothers like to get bitter. When if you're not in a committed relationship and or married to the person you have your children with, they're what we like to call bitter women. They either will break up with said partner or the partner will break up with them. And instead of picking up the pieces and moving on strong like a decent human being would, that person would like to sit back and be petty and do and use things in life to make the other person's life a little harder. You know, it's commonly used by my lady stoners. But men do it as well. Men have our bitch ways. We have our bitch ways sometimes, you know. It be that way sometimes. Stoner, we try not to, but only the real try not to. The fake will try to explain it away. But you know, for the lames out there that's not understanding what I'm talking about, is listening to my voice saying he don't know what he's talking about. A woman, listen. Let's say hypothetically you get a girl pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. While she's pregnant, y'all getting complications. You cheat, she cheat, or it's just not working out, and y'all break up. Now she's mad. A month later, you got a girlfriend. She sees you or hear about it or see it on Instagram or something. All of a sudden, she don't love you. No, she's not in love with you no more. See, love is not like a switch. You can't just fall in love with somebody and then, oh, not with them no more. It's off. No, you just got to learn how to cope with it. Some women, what they will do with some, I ain't gonna just say women, because I mean, like I said, men do this as well, but some people, what they would do is they'll harness that energy, all that bad energy, and then either put it on you in the worst way ever. Let's say you have a child, and let's say, you know, she don't want to call you no more. If you want to see your child, call them. But every time you call, she busy, or she at work, or she just don't pick up. You try to go over there and, you know, you don't see her. You see her sister watching the baby while she's out and about gallivanting, you know. That's not a good thing. Once you have a child, it is all about that child's life. That's why I don't really like bitter people, bitter men, bitter women. If the relationship did not work out, fine. It didn't work out. Don't let that have bearings on the child. In other words, stoners, if that child is in love with their mother or father, when that child is around, guess what? You're in love with that mother or father. You don't badmouth. You don't say, no, you're not going over there. Unless it's harmful to that child's life or health. Don't do that. Don't be that person, stoners. Because here's what a lot of women don't understand. You are affecting that child. A lot of women, I put it like this. The reason why I keep saying women, because it's mostly women that do this. You know, men do it too. I'm trying to be equal about this thing. You know, I don't want to be me too. But honestly, stoners, mostly women do this. If they're bitter at the man, well, you know, I'm not going to let you see your child. If you want to see him, call him, but I'm never going to pick up the phone. If you want to see him, you better start paying me some money. All of a sudden, you start seeing the, you know, you tell her, hey, baby, I'll just pay you rent so you don't have to worry about that until you get your shit together. But all of a sudden, there's men coming in and out that house. Now, I know. Excuse me. Now, I know a lot of people be like, well, that's my house. That's her house. She could do what she wants. But that's when you're not thinking about the child, because no, you can't do what you want. Because all the child knows is mama and daddy. But if mama is with this guy, then this guy, then, and I'm not talking about sexually. We're not even talking about sex. I'm just saying this guy didn't came over. That guy didn't came over. She's out with this guy. And then she comes home and start bad mouthing the dad. That nigga ain't shit. That nigga ain't this. He ain't that. We ain't never gone. He never taking care. And next thing you know, the kids start growing resentment towards the dad. And unbeknownst to the dad, he's losing his child and don't even know it. And then you wonder why the child and the father don't have the type of relationship that you would like. Because of the simple fact of, the child doesn't know him, and he in turn do not know the child. You know what I'm saying, stoners? It's a crazy, crazy thing when people will use a child as a pawn in a little game that they want to play. I know this is some heavy, heavy stuff right now I'm laying down on my stoners. But the reason why I bring it up on Father's Day, because I see a lot of fathers posting up on my Instagram talking about how, you know, a real deadbeat parent is the parent that keeps the child away from another parent. That's an actual quote I seen on my Instagram, and it hurt my heart to know that you have parents that want to be a parent to a child, but because another parent is bitter or mad or feel some type of way that they can't express vocally, they will rather hurt them in only one way they know how. Let me take the, and that's the only reason why people will do that. If you take a child away, that means you know that person loves that child. And if you do that, if you do certain things involving a child, like, no, I'm not going to let you talk to him. No, I'm not going to let you go over there. You know, because those things make that person happy. He want to be a part of that child's life. You know? And then you flip it. I don't think that's right. You know, as a proud father and as a man that try to do right, I only have two baby mothers, but I try to do right by both of them. I try to do right, and I try my hardest to be the best father I know how to be. I mean, there's no manual to this. There's no manual to this. You know, there's no, like, as soon as you have a baby, here's a year supply of diapers, a year supply of formula, and here's a book. Read it. Good luck. No, it's, you know, here's some diapers that last you a week. Here's some formula that'll last you a couple of days. And here's a wheelchair. I need my wheelchair before you get out the door. And thank you. That's it, stoners. Pay your bill. You know, there is no. So mothers and fathers, we're out here really just winging it. You take some ideas away from, you know, how you were raised, and you try to tweak on it. You try to make it a little better. You know, stoners? Another thing I really don't like, stoners, is the corporations that even created this day. You know what I'm saying, stoners? I hate these people. Let's be honest. Most of these holidays are really just to get in our wallets. You know? You know what I wanted for Father's Day, stoners? Oh, I'll let you know. Nothing. I didn't want nothing. I told my woman, I said, baby, if you can give me peace and quiet for the day, I would take that. That's all I want. Peace and quiet, stoners. Some time to do my podcast when I can. Some time to roll my trees. Hell, let me play a little Fortnite on the game. That's all I want. See, I'm a father 364 days. But on this one day, I don't want to be a father. I just want to be me. Today, that didn't really go. But it's cool, you know. I'm finally here. I'm in my home doing my podcast, talking to my stoner, smoking my weed. After this, I'm going to edit the podcast. Then I'm going to sit down. And after I edit it, I'm going to put it out for y'all to enjoy. You're going to be hearing me. And then I'm going to sit up, kick my feet up, stoners, and play a little Fortnite. If you want to add me on the PlayStation, that is Mr. Super Duper BC1. SUPADUPA BC1. I apologize, stoners. Again, that's Mr. Super Duper BC1. MRSUPADUPA BC1. Add me. We could play a little Fortnite, but that's all I wanted. And that's how I say you could tell between what type of father that person is, if he's a father 364 days or just that one day. You know, because all up and down his timeline, you'll see his kids every now and again because he's around them all the time. So, of course, if you're around somebody all the time, of course, they're going to be in your pictures. Am I right or am I wrong? Exactly. But, Chaz Stoners, I'm sorry I had to hit y'all so heavy with the first, you know, segment of this whole podcast. I just don't like people to use kids as pawns, you know? If that guy wants to be a father and he's doing his best, let him be a father the best way he know how. Let that child decide if it's good or not to be around him. If it's not detrimental to his health and or life, let that child be. Let your feelings be your feelings. and vice versa for the fathers, for those out there trying to keep a son, especially a daughter, away from their mother. Something is wrong with you. You as much as a father as is important to a child's life, the mother is even more important. I apologize. I mean, for Christ's sakes, they lived there for 9 months. And now you're trying to tell me they can never go home? That's what a mother is to a child. It's home. You're trying to tell that child he never can go, or she never can go home? Be for real. But let's not wait till man-made incorporated holidays come around to show people love, i.e. New Year's Eve, to show your spouse how much you love them, i.e. Valentine's Day, to show the mother of your child how much she means to you, i.e. Mother's Day, to show the man in your life that, man, I respect that you pay my bills, you pay my rent, you go to work every day faithfully. Thank you. Do it more than just Father's Day. You know, all these man-made holidays that they take out of relationships and make a holiday of, a day to appreciate dad, you should appreciate your dad every day. A day to appreciate mom, you should appreciate your mom every day. A day to appreciate each other, you don't need to wait till Valentine's Day for that to come around. Sure, you appreciate her every day. Vice versa, show him he's appreciated every day. You don't need Christmas to come around. Babe, I know it's Tuesday at 2:00 during a thunderstorm, but look, here's a little something. So I just wanted to give it to you. I hope you like it. You like that? I was thinking about you today. It ain't got to be nothing big. Look, here's a scrunchie. I know you're running low and your hair just getting thick and long. You're slaying them out there. Put this scrunchie on, girl. You think she's not going to have that scrunchie for life? Put your name on it with glitter all over it? You don't need holidays to show appreciation. On those holidays, it should be an extra. I show you I love you every day, but on this day, watch this. That's what I think these holidays are for, stoners. Give a little extra. You know, man, you was a father 364 days. I'm going to give you a break. You was a mother 364 days. I'm going to give you a break today. That's all I'm saying, stoners. Happy Father's Day. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, guardians, grandpas, uncles taking care of their brothers or sister kids, like anybody who's a guardian over another person. Happy Father's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day. You know, take care of each other so we can take care of you, and let that circle of life continue. Stoners unite.